All right, so for people that don't know, what is the Year Zero?
Year Zero is an animated short that premiered at Tribeca last year, and then showed at 5 other film festivals. It's a short film about, it's also animated, about a zombie apocalypse set in New York City. And it's more about the main character and his sort of isolation from everybody, and, you know, just what's going on in the world. And relating that to being stuck in an apartment during a zombie apocalypse.
So how was the film received at Tribeca and the other festivals that it was shown at?
It was received really well at Tribeca. I mean, it was an incredible first-time experience. It was my first film festival. And the people there were just so gracious and respectful of the film that, it was just a great first impression of that kind of environment. And then, every other film festival had a really cool thing kind of attached to it. There was the State Theater that it showed in for the State of the Dead Theater, State of the Dead Festival, right? That was rated one of the top 10 theaters in the United States. So it was like everything had sort of a cool aspect to it. The last film festival I did was the Anchorage International Film Festival, and they actually paid for me to go up there and teach a workshop in animation and storytelling. So I got to go up to Alaska and like have a really cool experience up there. And meet, so I'm always meeting very cool people at these places, because it's just, it's filled with an environment of people that make films just for the love of it.
So what's the next step forward? What are you looking to do with the series now?
Right now I have a Kickstarter project going, fundraising, campaigning, I guess it's called, for $45,000 to make an animated feature that continues not only from where the original short left off, but from where the trailer updates everybody. So it's a continuation of both of those. And it kind of, not only does it develop the relationship between the two characters, which is pretty dynamic because the main character is infected, so he has, cannibalistic urges, but he's also trying to play guardian to this girl that he's found. So, and she's already killed both of her parents, so, because they were a threat. And so he's kind of suspecting that, she might do the same to him. And it's a pretty valid suspicion. So it's kind of an interesting relationship between them. But not only that, I just want to expand the whole concept and get more into the sort of societal impact of it and sort of the socio-economic, socio-ethnic play that might come into how a government responds to, an actual crisis like that.
Okay, the style of animation is very different from a lot of the shorts that are out. I mean, can you just describe how it's all done for us?
Yeah, sure. It's funny. I think it's different because I didn't know what I was doing when I started. I kind of just developed my own style for it. I went along and taught myself. That's another thing I taught myself how to do it. So I think that kind of gives you, just a different take on it because you're learning it through your own sort of process. I start with a photograph, take a photograph, and then I take the selection of the image that I want from that photograph and bring it into a program called Photoshop and add a filter to that, and then color it in and shade it and add all of, these sort of separate layers to a composition that is basically an environment where you can stack a bunch of images. And then I bring that into After Effects, an animating program, and I take that composition and start do the animation from there, or I start the animation process before that, so I'm doing, time-lapse, stop-motion stuff. So I have kind of a few different techniques I'm always trying to learn more and become more genuine in how the animation looks. So, yeah, that's the story in the animation.
Kickstarter campaigns are famous for, you know, like their giveaways almost. You know, you pledge a certain amount of money, you get something in return. What are you offering to the people that are generous enough to, you know, contribute?
I think I actually have some really interesting ones. Before I went into the Kickstarter campaign mode, I did a lot of research into, you know, what other Kickstarter projects had been successful and how they, you know, what sort of formula they followed. And then I wanted to, you know, make my own. So there's, for instance, the opportunity to get a test screener of the film and watch it before everybody else, watch it before it's finished. And then you can give, you know, me, who is pretty much the only one, you know, responsible for the creative process, you can give me input into, you know, criticism, suggestions for the film that I'll, you know, consider for the final set. So that's kind of a different one. And then I have, you know, I'll draw a zombie portrait of you or, you know, anybody you're choosing. And I have a lot of examples of, like, celebrities and stuff on the internet for that. So in addition to those, I'm featuring an exclusive blog that kind of gives the backer access to pretty much every step of the indie animation production, and I'm estimating it's going to last about 18 months. So that's a huge amount of information and kind of sort of guidance for aspiring animators, filmmakers to take advantage of. Another one is the online pre-release of the not only the feature that I'm going to be making, but the soundtrack as well. For that, the pre-release it's going to be sort of like a Skype event where everybody gets together and can watch the movie at the same time. And then afterwards, or before, or even both, I guess, have a Skype question and answer with me. So you know, different ways of involving people. And, you know, I attach producer credit to quite a few of them. I try to, you know, some of them are more like, of the other Kickstarter examples, are more higher tier, you know, credits for producers. But I wanted to give people a mention that, you know, didn't have as much to contribute. Because it's $25,000 is a lot of money, but... I think once it's broken down, which I did on the Kickstarter page, it makes a lot more sense because it's just a vast amount of work that goes into making an animation, especially, you know, from a single filmmaker. I'm sorry, I said, a single filmmaker, especially from a single filmmaker.
So what are you going to do if you don't get the money? Are you going to try again, or are you going to continue to, like, try and push forward by yourself? I mean...
I haven't quite gotten to consider that yet. Part of the reason I gave myself 60 days for this Kickstarter campaign was because I know it takes, if you're a, you know, a small indie film and you only have, you know, one person doing all the promoting and everything else, it takes time to get the word out. And, you know, this is why these sort of great opportunities to come up with interviews are so helpful to, a really indie-based producer, because it amplifies that message and gives the creator so much more opportunity with the internet than you even have before. So I'm still feel it's too early to consider failure at this point. But, you know, I thought about it some as well. So I guess if it doesn't succeed, there's an option of doing, breaking it into a series where I do, where I just try to, do maybe a 15 minute episode to start out. And then I can, you know, ask for a severely cut budget from that. Or maybe, you know, just turn it into a graphic novel itself rather than trying to animate it, which is you know, just really the most time-consuming part of the process. So I might just move on to, I might just move on to other stories. I have a collection of them now that I've set aside for years at this point to develop this story. And, you know, it's been worth it. But, I think film noir is kind of on the edge of where things are going, and I have a couple of scripts and a novel as well in the works that are really heavily stylized noir that kind of is just sort of littered with as I warned you, I haven't had much sleep, so
it's okay.
It's just the language of the language of noir for me is really interesting because you can still be creative with dialogue and you know tell a story as well. I think a lot of times the dialogue in films, it gets boring for me because it has to be so real, you know? And real conversation isn't always that interesting. So for me, noir is kind of like it lets me be a little bit more literary with the language, I guess.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say about the project, kind of like a way to pitch it to people that might be interested after they check out the Kickstarter page?
It's just a grassroots project that's being made for the love of it. I started making films when I was 15, and I've been producing them on my own dime for since that long. So this is the first time I've really reached out to people and tried to have a film and the opportunity behind that film to really make something of it. So, you know, I just think if somebody contributes or even helps out by just spreading the word, really, it makes a profound impact on me as an artist who sacrifices a lot of aspects of life to commit so much to my art. So, it just allows a starving artist really to commit to work. It's kind of interesting because Kickstarter is like almost like in the Elizabethan period when you would have donors or they were patrons to artists, except now it's just spread out between, you know, among a multitude of people instead of one rich person. So it's really an interesting time, I think, for artists to kind of get into that. But you also have to invest in social media, which is, as I'm sure you know, it's a very time-consuming and very, itself a very immersive process. So it's no joke to commit to something like this. You have to really take it seriously.